Test you to see here at the Regional Bank Australia National Rugby Camp. It's always great to be part of it, and congratulations. It's fantastic to see that you've had a year in the job there as the development officer for Central Coast. How have you enjoyed it?
Oh, it's been great, mate. You know, it's sort of a bit of a privilege to be able to do rugby for a job. So, yeah, work from home and on beautiful Terrigal. So, yeah, loving life at the moment.
Well, of course, it all started with a trial match there between the Western Force and the Wellington Hurricanes. It wasn't well sort of publicised. It's just one of those things that helps on top of helping to grow the game. And how were the numbers for this year as far as boys and girls, but also the clubs as well?
Yeah, they were reasonably steady and stuff like that there. So, you know, compared to other years, doing fairly well numbers-wise in the schools. We're getting a lot of participation there. So working hard with a lot of junior clubs to try and transfer that across into club rugby.
Terrigal, of course, ended up being the dominant side and win the premiership finally. And how was that received by everybody except for the Bragg Beach Sharks, of course? They got themselves up the top again after dominating the competition for about 15 years there. But other clubs as well, how are they going?
Yeah, they seem to be going well. They're sort of getting organised for, at the moment for next year. I see a lot of them are out there sort of advertising for people, inviting people out to their clubs and coming and trying the entrance and lakes and stuff like that. So the enthusiasm is there from within the clubs, and they've got some good people running them. So hopefully that'll transfer into increase in playing numbers and stronger competition.
Also, of course, you're a coach of the New South Wales Country Corellas. Fantastic performance there at the National Champs, losing only one game but picking up the plate, a great job.
Yeah, we're very happy with, you know, how the girls went there and, you know, losing that one game, especially knocking off Queensland. Unfortunately, we couldn't have the same result against ACT, and lack of a bonus point ended up costing us. But, you know, hopefully we'll build on that. We improved from the previous year, and looking again this year with New South Wales Country getting early, setting the date for the country championship, hopefully getting a few more regions there and making competition for positions a lot stronger, which is what we really want. We want that competitive selection process that makes it hard on us, but it's sort of going to make for a stronger squad.
Also, you had a couple of games for the country champs, which were great. One was in Newcastle. We're looking into the same old thing, or we might look to maybe take a few of the Corellas games before the national championships out to the scrub a little bit further, maybe Parks or Forbes or Cowra or Tamworth or somewhere like that.
Yeah, we're still working on our program. At this stage, we've got the Tri-States series against Victoria and ACT down in Wagga, and, you know, at the moment we're looking at another couple of trials, possibly against Defence Forces and maybe against Sydney, looking at locations for that at the moment.
Well, certainly a place like Singer will be good armed services, but also the satisfaction of seeing not only improvement in the girls, but Tamworth last year we saw six provinces turning up for it, which is great to see. It looks like Central Coast is going to turn up as well, not only in 15s, but for the sevens with the men's. That's going to be something that's a little bit of a bonus as well, that there are two championships for women now with the seven-a-side stuff as part of the Caudle Cup.
Oh yeah, it's great to see that, you know, they're going to get involved. Hopefully Central Coast get a 15-a-side team together and come along, as well as Mid-North Coast. They sort of talk that they'll have a region there. So saying the more regions we can get there and make it, you know, that'll put us, if we can get those extra two regions, put us in equal footing as the men. So we have the eight, nine regions up there at their country champs. So the more we can sort of get the girls playing and exposure to that level of competition, it's, you know, it's only going to improve them and make the Corellas a stronger side. And hopefully we're looking at least making top four in the Nationals this year and challenging Sydney for the title.
It's good to see that the Wallaroos finally, of course, have had two test matches last year. And was Paul Varell sort of interacting with you a fair bit as far as selections and the like? Because of course Paul has a bit of a country background there from being down around the Illawarra, but it was great to see not only, you know, they're well beaten in the first test, but they made sizable sort of changes as far as scoreline and effort and attitude with more cohesion in the second test.
Yeah, obviously the first one was very disappointing in the result there, but in the second one, and, you know, and they brought Alana Patterson come into the run on side and stuff like that, and Sarah Royd moved back to, I think, her more natural position and stuff like that. So yeah, they're sort of building, and, you know, I was speaking with Paul recently and a couple of the other coaches there from the squad. They've given me feedback on the New South Wales Country Corellas players that are in the squad. Also, Kate Gilbert's been added to the squad, which I think is a fantastic inclusion there. You know, a lot of respect for Kate as a player and also as a leader. So, yeah, they'll build nicely. They've got a training camp on next weekend, which I've sort of been asked to go along and do a bit of observation and do a bit of work with those New South Wales Country girls leading up to the Nationals and also the World Cup.
Well, if we wanted to get a hold of you, how do we get you by email and also telephone?
Phone number's 0438 323 024. Email's mburgess@newsouthwalesrugby.com.au. All the details are on the New South Wales Rugby website for all our development staff, and available anytime wherever we can assist, whether it's in coaching or developing games and things like that. So always happy to do it.